This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Havana. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Monday. We are 9 days from Thanksgiving. Ooh, pretty cool, huh?
You got your menu ready? You got it all ready? Did you get matching plates? Did you do all the stuff I told you to do? Did you get chargers? Did you do it all?
No, I haven't done it yet. I haven't gotten around to it. That was just Friday. I've been busy for 2 days.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so last night I had on my headphones, right? And I'm cleaning the house, doing all this stuff, whatever, because my kid is coming back. So I'm doing all this stuff, getting his room re-ready, trying to get my stuff out of there because I might have put some of my stuff.
Oh, a little storage unit right there.
Yeah, so I'm doing all this stuff, and I'm not paying attention to the girls' conversation. And then all of a sudden, Kylie says to Michelle, your charger is on fire. And I was like, what are you guys talking about? What? She's talking about the football team. And I thought like she had a charger that caught on fire or something, you know, because did you see that at DIA, they had a battery catch on fire and everybody freaked out.
Yeah. Saw it.
Oh. So I think that was on my mind when I saw that. I was like, because I was thinking about that as I was unplugging everything. And I know we've talked about this before, but man, if we get one thing in our houses on fire, as far as these batteries, because my kid was telling me, maybe it's wrong, maybe it's right. I don't know if I listened correctly, but lithium creates its own oxygen, so you can't suffocate it.
That's why you can't put it out.
Yeah. So even if you had a fire blanket, there's no way to put this stuff out.
No, it's impossible.
Yeah. So I think that was in my head.
We have one of those issues going on at my house. My wife and I are, well, I'll call it debating.
Yes.
Some people call it arguing.
Yeah.
But I call it debating. Okay. We're debating. She's got a heater plugged into the garage, and it stays on all the time.
Yeah.
And it terrifies me because I just see this thing catching on fire at some point. And she keeps it on because all the workout equipment's in there.
Oh.
And she wants it at a certain temperature because of this time of year.
Right.
That it's not, you know, 30 degrees in there, that she can go in and work out, so it stays on.
But it's plugged right into the wall, correct?
It's plugged into the wall.
Because you cannot use an extension cord with those. That's what catches on fire.
Yeah, yeah. But it's one of those, it looks like one of those old heaters that are built into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's not like your standard, like little...
Like a space heater.
Space heater, yeah. But she finds it not alarming. I find it somewhat alarming. It's like a candle in the house. I don't like candles.
Why don't you go on Amazon and see if you can find one that has a timer on it?
Oh, yeah, oh, times out, it kicks on.
I mean, I don't know if they have offered that, but maybe you could do that.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah,
if they have.
Jamie's accusing me of being a hoarder.
You are a hoarder.
I'm not a hoarder.
Can I tell the story? So for 800 years, I've worked with BJ Harris, and for 800 years, he's stolen equipment from this radio station.
I've not stolen, I've asked.
And so when everything went out of style, right? We're now digital. And so everything went out of style as far as like playing hardcore CDs. All that stuff is just out, right? You can go and buy it at a pawn shop for $10. So all that crap is out. Well, he keeps hoarding it and hoarding it. So now we have everybody's studios got redone, and there's a bunch of crap that nobody wants in there, and they pay an electrical like recycling firm to come and take it all, right? Because it's so antiquated and it's just no good. He's like, I'm going to go ask if I can have all that equipment. And I'm like, what are you going to do with it? For 10 years, I've known you to collect all this crap, and you haven't done anything with it.
Spadil.
It's all in tubs.
There's some good stuff in there, isn't there?
No. No. Not that stuff.
What are you going to use it for?
Yeah.
He hasn't used anything.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you were my buddy.
For 10 years, he's collected this crap.
Wait a minute.
Wait, tell me what you've done with, because like, I bet it was like 6 years ago, you got whole back, I mean, the whole pickup truck was full. What have you done with that?
Put it in the garage. One day, I'm going to set up one hell of a system for the neighborhood.
Really? Yeah.
One day. One day.
I've got speakers. VHS. Yeah.
For some reason, I just can't throw it away.
Well, that's a hoarder.
I don't know what the problem. Two things that I have, that's electronic equipment and hats. Those two items, I cannot throw one away.
Hats I get because there's some memories, like you went to places. But this electronic stuff, you've been hoarding for years and you haven't done anything with it. And it's literally, like, if you want to buy it tomorrow, you can go to a pawn shop and get it for $10.
Yeah. I kind of do the same thing. So, like, I keep all of my old computer equipment, and I keep telling myself, oh, I'll buy, like, a new power supply, and then I'll have, like, this second computer that I can use just for storage or, like, just for my TV or streaming or something like that, and then it just sits there, and I don't do anything with it. Yeah. So it's kind of like what you're doing. You're going to tell yourself, oh, I'm going to build this studio, or I'm going to be able to record myself doing a podcast.
10 years.
Or
10
something.
Years. And I haven't done anything. 10 years. There.
But I feel like we all have that, I don't know, that weak spot when it comes to certain items.
Yeah.
I think maybe you have it with clothes. You talk about you have racks and racks of clothes
with the
that
tags.
Still have the tag.
Well, but in my defense, I'm all over the place with sizing. So, I mean, thank God I kept them because now I'm wearing that size.
Oh.
You know, so for me, it's like, it's a size thing.
That was a bad example. Is that what you're saying?
Well, here's what I do it with. I'll be honest. I do it with lipstick. For some reason, there are colors that are just hideous, but I'm never going to wear them. But I'm like, I might wear that really, really, really pink one someday.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we all have something.
Yeah, but mine takes up this size. Like, it's a container. It's a martini
it's
glass.
It's like a drawer full,
like, it's
maybe.
It's an oversized martini glass that sits on my vanity.
Oh, okay.
And so it's all in that. But that's this big. What you're doing is like... Ugh.
You know, I will say this, that my eyes are starting to open, but I do have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Because I noticed yesterday, my wife made me move one of these tubs, big tubs.
Uh-huh.
All it had in it was VHS players. It had probably three of them and a DVD disc player and all this stuff that was in there, power supplies and all that. And I couldn't get rid of it. She's like, you got to take this somewhere. You got to get rid of this. And it was sitting in the living room. I moved it to
the
garage.
That's so pretty.
Yeah. I had it underneath the table in the living room. You couldn't tell what was in there, but there was a tub.
I feel like the VHS and the DVD stuff like will come back around at
some
point.
There you go!
But no, it's
the
not.
Old radio equipment that you're trying to keep is not, no one's ever going to want that stuff.
The thing is, even if the VHS and the disc player comes around, you can still go up to a pawn shop
for
10
bucks. You can find
it
anywhere, I guarantee.
Yeah, why are you storing it like a mouse with a nut in his mouth?
Because I'm thinking like,
wait,
I don't know, like,
a squirrel.
Like 50 years or something like that, there'll just be so many of them that are broken, and people are going to want something that's going to play like Lion King or whatever.
I disagree.
Did you just say I have nuts in my mouth?
Yeah.
That ain't cool.
Yeah, you're storing nuts
that's
in your mouth.
That's not cool. That's not cool. I want to play this Mike Tyson audio,
okay?
Oh,
God, what a horrible fight.
Oh, man, oh, man.
I'm actually glad I didn't see it because I would have been so mad.
So disappointed.
I wasn't planning on seeing it, and then everybody's plans changed, so then we went to Kylie's and watched it. It was like we couldn't believe it. Like, we were all jumping up and screaming for him to punch somebody. Like, because he wouldn't even punch.
Like,
he was
just
sucking on his glove.
Yeah, the whole time.
That was weird.
Seeing the fight, was it rigged?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, without a doubt.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I know that, I think, was it you, Spadil, or Carson? Somebody said that they didn't think it was rigged.
I still don't think it was rigged.
Yeah,
I just think that we had way higher expectations than we
should
have.
Think about how he looked when he was training, right? He didn't even throw a punch.
Right, but when he's training, he's fighting stationary stuff that can't move, and then at the end of that fight, he revealed that he had a leg injury. So he couldn't close the distance.
And in fact, what's his name? The other guy, Jake Paul or whatever his name was, he said, I didn't hit him as hard as I could because
I didn't want to hurt him.
Yeah,
I mean, come
that's called stage.
Yeah, exactly.
That's called stage. When you walk into the ring and you don't want to hurt the other guy.
Yeah.
Look at the women before that.
I mean, and these
they beat the crap out of each other.
And these two didn't have any blood drawn.
Nothing.
None. I mean, when have you ever seen a fight where nobody's bleeding?
Yeah.
They actually looked perfectly fine as they went in before and after.
Not only that, they reduced all the rounds. In a pro fight, you're 3-minute rounds, and they went down to 2.
But he's old.
Eight.
Okay, just don't even talk. Turn off his mic. He's annoying me.
It was completely rigged. This was a staged payday. That's
for sure.
That's all it was.
Well, yeah. I mean, and everybody agrees with that. It is true. And we were all suckers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we did get suckers.
We believed the hype.
Yeah.
Here's part of the audio.
Congratulations on a very strong performance. Are you happy with what you did out there tonight?
Absolutely happy, yes.
Are you surprised it went the distance?
No. I knew he was a good fighter. I knew he was prepared. But I came to fight.
You know, 58, a lot of people thought you shouldn't be here. A lot of people thought.
I felt sorry for Mike Tyson. Didn't you?
I did because I don't think that he realized how bad this is going to make him look.
I agree.
You know?
I mean, you're talking a legend here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he looks so pathetic. And again, he's 58 years old. He just shouldn't have gotten in there. But he kind of sold himself out for $20 million. Hell, I would have done that fight for $20
million.
Well, all
of us, right? Yeah.
I mean, but if you don't throw a punch. Just get in there and dance around for 16 minutes.
That's all they did. They just walked in a circle. It was, I mean, they didn't even have bruises on them. Have you ever seen Mike Tyson in a fight without even having any blood or on the other opponent or any kind of bruise?
Never.
Like Carson said, they literally walked out looking exactly how they walked in.
Exactly. Unscathed.
If you would have talked to them, you'd have been like, wait, did you guys fight?
Yeah.
No, you're exactly right.
How's the other guy?
Yeah. I think for Jake Paul, I think this hurt him as much as it did Tyson, though. Because for me, I will never, ever watch another Jake Paul fight.
Yeah.
Ever. Because those darn things are just completely rigged. He's in it for the money. He's turned boxing into the WWE.
For sure.
That's exactly what he's doing.
And then this stupid thing at the end where it's like, my brother will fight you. Shut up.
Oh, yeah. That whole thing. When Logan got in there, I was like, okay.
Right? And then the whole coming in with it, they came in, you didn't know this, Carson, but they came in this big, stupid car.
Oh, I did. No, I saw a highlight and I was like, really? God.
And I was even telling them, please, Mike Tyson, don't come in anything stupid. Yeah. And he didn't, thank God. He walked in like a normal boxer.
Didn't they say that Jake Paul's outfit was $1 million?
Yep, sure was.
$1 million because he had diamonds or something?
Yeah, he had diamonds in it.
You're allowed to box with diamonds on?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, won't you cut your hands?
Yeah. But that doesn't even make sense. That just tells you right there that it's a staged event. He's got diamonds on his uniform.
And they also used weighted gloves, so they're harder to punch with.
Why would they do that?
So nobody could hurt each other.
Oh, my God.
Because their arms being so tired.
Oh, but it wasn't fixed. It was such a letdown.
Right?
Man, I tell you, though, after watching those two ladies fight beforehand, they couldn't. There's no way they could live up to that billing.
So now they're saying because you know we were all waiting for the other fight.
Yeah.
It's the biggest viewing for a female fight ever.
And 65 million.
Yeah, and people now are more impressed with. It really was a good idea for them to box before that because now love it.
It put female boxing on the map. Yeah. It really did. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show back after this.
BJ and Jamie.
So yesterday, Jamie, I go over to Home Depot. Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to pick up an order that my wife has done online, right?
Okay.
I get there. She placed the order about 2.5 hours beforehand.
I'm a big fan of that. And then you just call them at that little stall and you open up your trunk and they just put it right in the trunk.
Well, they were busy and they didn't have it ready.
Oh, well, they give you a notification when it's ready.
Yeah, I guess. I've never done it before, so I didn't know that.
She sent him knowing it wasn't ready
yet. Yeah, because she obviously didn't get the notification.
I waited an hour.
Oh, my God. No way.
Yeah. In the parking lot.
Oh she God. Definitely knew.
Listening
she
to
knew.
The Bronco game on the radio.
Oh,
I did.
After the Bronco game. Yeah.
Well, I figured, because she first said 30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And I thought,
so
well,
funny.
By the time I get home... They're gonna. So anyway, I mean, it was just a Charlie Foxtrot.
They send you a text telling you your order's ready and tell us if you're on your way.
Yeah.
And I saw that on the sign when I got there because you could park in that pickup area, and I saw that. Did you receive a text or whatever? And I'm like, text? Nobody said anything about a text.
Oh my God, she just wanted you out of the house.
Yeah.
And during the football game,
she didn't want to let him watch the football. That is controlling.
Yeah. Yeah. So I listened to it on the radio as I'm waiting on these products to be rounded up. So when I go back in, well, when I went in the first time, when I found out that it wasn't ready yet, so I'm talking to the lady.
You could have actually gone and gotten it in 15 minutes.
I know.
Instead of waiting for an hour.
I know. I didn't want to break the rules, Jamie.
This is so dumb.
I didn't know. I've never picked one up over there, so I'm just I'm kind of lost at this point. But
it's rocket science.
But I kind of thought it is a reprieve for me too, because I did get to listen to the game on the radio, and I like listening on radio to begin with. But here's what happened though. I go in there, and this is when I first went in to find out that it wasn't ready. I got an earbud in because I'm listening to the ball game. Mm-hmm. Okay, the lady at the counter at customer service told me to take it out.
Oh.
She goes, sir, could you remove the earpiece for me? And it was an older lady. I said, why? She goes, I think it's just rude that you would have that in talking to me.
Well, maybe you're talking really loud.
Like you couldn't hear her over the game.
Yeah. What?
She didn't say
because
that.
Because you're not.
But I thought that was weird.
Well, I'm going to agree with her because you can't do two things at once. And so I'm sure you were super annoying.
Whoa. Hang on a second. You know me.
Yeah.
She doesn't know me. She's meeting me for the first time. I thought she might have overstepped her boundaries by asking me to take my earpiece out.
No, you must have given her an indication that you can't do this.
Yeah, because there's got to be so many people. I see people walking around Home Depot with earbuds in all the time.
But you know how he can't do, you know.
Yeah.
And here's another thing, too. I ran into one of these ladies, the lady that was working customer service, who just doesn't want to be there.
Yeah.
You can tell because she said to me, she said, no, your order's probably not going to be ready for at least 30 minutes. We've been super busy. I don't know why this place doesn't hire more people. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, she started venting on me about her workplace.
I'm
like, ma'am, I don't got nothing to do with this. I can sit in the truck and listen to the ball game. I don't care what happens.
Maybe she was just letting you know that it wasn't her fault, you know?
Yeah, but it came across as she just wasn't very happy. I mean, she's already asked me to take the earpiece out. Then she starts venting about the workplace and how they can't seem to keep enough people there to gather up these orders that come in. I just thought it was okay, I'll just wait.
I mean, please don't take this wrong, but here it goes. I feel like your household is Dumb and Dumber.
Why?
Because you literally didn't have to be there an hour. You could have walked in and grabbed everything in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to supersede them doing their job. Somebody's getting paid to do that. So.
No, but I mean, it doesn't even make sense.
It was a waste of time.
Yeah, the whole thing doesn't even make sense.
I'll tell you, one of the reasons that went through my head, the reason I didn't go in and do it myself, I thought I'd screw it up and I didn't want to be blamed for it.
Well, I mean,
I'm going to get the wrong items because she's got specific items and I'm going to do something wrong.
I think she treats you like you're 4 years old and you treat yourself like you're four. I can't do it. I don't know how. I don't know how to pull up to a parking spot and get the stuff.
I had no idea. I'd never done it before. I'd never been over to Home Depot to get it.
Just for the radio sake, pretend like you know stuff. I mean, you always pretend like you do know stuff when you don't.
Well, my whole point.
But try to pretend like you know common sense stuff.
My whole point was I thought it was kind of weird that she asked me to take out the earbud.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of weird. I this lady doesn't know me. She doesn't know. She didn't even know if it was on or not. You couldn't tell. And so I literally just walked up to her and just started the conversation. I'm here to pick up an order. Sir, can you take out the earbud, please? I find that rude. What?
It didn't.
Is it rude, though?
Kind of, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because that's my question. Because you see people all the time. I saw another kid at Target. He's walking around with an earbud in. No big deal. But you find that rude if I'm talking to you and I've got an earbud in?
You can hit. You can click it off, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know if it's on.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm more worried about the whole thing about the hour thing. I don't care about the earbud.
And I feel like you're going, go, Bo, go, go, Bo.
Oh, I'm sitting in the truck listening to the ball game. God. I didn't care. I could sit there for 2 hours. Until the game's over anyway. All right, we'll get to Tabloid Trash.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next,
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Nordstrom's used to, I don't know if they still do, but we were talking about, do we think that it's true that Target is going to have a bar, like an open bar, and they're coming out with something called, I mean, this is all speculation over the weekend, but I don't know if it's true or if we're all being baited, a Targarita. It's like a margarita, but it's a Targarita. Yeah. You know, I know that, like, what's the cooler?
Yeti.
Yeti has a bar right in the middle of their store at Cherry Creek. I mean, it's like right in the middle. And it stinks like old beer, and it makes me like gag every time I'm in there. And like I said, Nordstrom used to. I don't know if they still do. But some places do offer you cocktail, especially like if you go to a wedding venue. They offer all the girls champagne while you're shopping. Yep. Some of the upper scale clothing stores, they'll always say, you know, do you want it champagne? Or if I get my nails done. I know they don't have a liquor license, but... You know, they'll offer you drinks.
Something.
Yeah. But Target, it seems like such a family place. It doesn't make sense to me.
The Targarita, it would be a smash, especially with my wife.
No, I get it. But the thing is, like, walking around with a margarita, a Targarita, and then having your baby in the middle looks really bad.
I don't see it.
You know?
I don't see it.
There's a baby in the bar.
Yeah. Where'd this rumor
There's
start?
There's a baby in the cart. It's been all over the place on social media.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Yeah, the Targarita. Yeah,
I don't see it happening.
I don't know. I'm going to look and see if it's real, but that's what the rumor is. But, you know, who knows? By the way, I know we talk about this every year, but man, have they ruined Black Friday. I mean, it started at every store already. They're already doing all their Black Friday deals.
Yeah, why even call it Black Friday sales anyway?
It's done. I agree with you. There's no Black Friday. It's already done. Everything's on sale already. It's crazy. All right, anyway, we were talking about this earlier. Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, the whole thing. I don't know. Here's what Jake had to say, because social media is just really irritated about this fight. Number four.
The crowd got a little restless toward the middle of the fight. We started hearing the boo birds. Reaction on social media isn't too great about the fight in general. Your reaction to that at all?
Yeah, man, thank you for everyone tuning in and coming. And, you know, I tried to give the fight the best fight I possibly could. But when someone's just surviving in the ring, basically... it's hard to make it exciting. So I couldn't really get him to engage me or slip shots and, you know, do something super cool or whatever. But I don't care about what people have to say. They're always going to have something to say, and that it is what it is.
Right, because you cashed a check for $40 million.
Yeah, you did.
Do that all day long.
You know, I don't like him, but I do kind of believe that he did want Mike to engage more. You know, I think I agree with him.
Fake it more.
Yeah, fake it more. And Mike just sucked on his glove like a baby. Yeah. It was weird. They asked Mike why he kept biting his glove, number three.
The broadcast team was debating what you were doing with your glove. Was it a mouthpiece issue or were you just biting on your glove? What was that? Could you tell us?
Oh, I have a habit of biting my gloves when I fight, yes.
Why do you do that?
I have a biting fixation.
A biting fixation?
Oh, okay.
Well, that explains the ear thing. Yeah. Yeah. Explains the ear.
Yeah, they say he's always done it.
Yeah. So
every fight.
It was, we had a blast, so I don't care, but it was, I mean, I can see if it would have been pay-per-view, people would have been furious. Yeah. Oh, my
God. Well, we went for a year trying to lead up to this thing, thinking, okay, is it real or is it fake? And they literally, in the last month, they had convinced all of us that it was going to be real, that this is going to be a knockout, drag out. Somebody is going to go down in this fight. And then to see what we saw was so disappointing.
Do you think he was like on shrooms or something?
The Mike?
Yeah, he just seemed so out of it.
You know? Kind of like it. He couldn't move.
It just seemed like he was just like.
When he was walking out to the ring, he literally seemed like he didn't know where he was.
I know. Yeah.
He tripped. He almost fell.
But he had this like 1,000-yard stare where it's like, are you even in your own body right now? Like,
that's what I feel like he was tripping on.
He
something.
Probably licked one of those toads.
Maybe
he did lick a toad. He's been known to lick toads.
Lick and bite. Yeah, that's his thing now.
I don't know. He just seemed, I agree with Schmidl. He was just out of it.
Yeah, he seemed like he had no idea where he was.
Really?
Like
really
at all.
Weird. But on a happier note, this was awesome. The CU game was over the weekend. And if you don't know, Peggy, she's 100 years old. She's turning 100 years old. She's like the biggest fan of the Buffs. And everybody in the entire stadium sang happy birthday to her.
Pretty cool, huh?
She cried.
Yeah.
Aw, so sweet,
100
right?
years old.
Yep.
Wow, still going to football games. Yeah.
Dude, she looks great.
She really does.
Oh, my God. Like, does she get her makeup done? I'm thinking, at 100, how does she even see her lips?
I don't know.
Were done perfectly. Her makeup was on fire. I'm like, does she have a glam squad?
She was raising those pom-poms.
Right? At 100. Good for her. This is kind of a crazy story. You know, Guy Fieri and Sammy Hagar, they have a tequila label, right? And I guess it's been really taking off. But I guess some of the other tequila companies don't really like that their tequila has started to take off with the public. And so two trucks loaded with 24,000 bottles of Santo Tequila have been hijacked, and they can't find them.
Hijacked?
Yeah, they're gone. 24,000 bottles worth $1 million. They went missing in Laredo, Texas. It took 39 months to make all that tequila, which was valued at more than $1 million. The two trucks hauling 440 combined cases, or 24,000 bottles, were hijacked on either November 9th or November 10th. Fieri said it comes at a terrible time. It's the holiday season and it's our biggest time.
Now, is this accidental or is it
no,
they
purpose.
Knew that it was tequila? They knew that, or they just took a truck and it turned out to be this truck?
Well, it's two trucks.
Okay.
And so it was, they think because it was two trucks, they think it's very much intentional.
And they knew that it would set them back for the holidays.
Yeah,
because
I could see where you steal a truck and you don't know what's inside.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Like you do with it, like a car and there's a baby in the back.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what have I done?
Oh, I carjacked a one with a kid in it. Son of a bitch. I got to give it back now. They usually return them. That's nice. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that's kind of a crazy story. And then did you guys see that whole bakery situation that happened over the weekend where Whoopi Goldberg said that this bakery didn't make her order because they don't believe in her political views? But that wasn't it at all. This poor family, their boiler just went out on them, and that's why they couldn't make her order. And so she slammed them on The View, saying, like, they didn't make my order because they don't believe in my political views. Well, that wasn't it at all. Their boiler went out. Oh. And so the community, not only the community, but everybody has been, like, just buying and buying. I mean, it's the best thing that could have happened to this bakery.
Yeah.
People are just buying thousands.
They even held a press conference.
Yeah, they did.
over the weekend.
They were really sad.
Here's what I don't understand, though. I watched the video of her talking about it on The View. She doesn't name the bakery.
No, but they're the only one in that area that makes that particular cupcake.
Oh.
So that's why.
So that's how they connected
That's how they connect it. They're the only ones that make that Charlotte Russe or whatever it's called.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So because I couldn't figure out the whole, I'm like, I'm a little lost on this story. I can't figure out how they pinpointed this one bakery.
Yeah, it's because they're the only ones known for making this.
Well, now why would she do that if it wasn't true? What's Whoopi up to these days?
I don't know if they didn't tell her that their boiler was broken or they just said we can't make it. And so she immediately assumed it was because of her political views.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was just a misunderstanding, but all I know, it's great for their business now. I mean, they're even getting out-of-state orders. They can't keep anything on their shelves. The line was all the way around the block.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them. It's great for them. Terrible for Whoopi.
Really bad. People are saying that they're calling for her to get fired. All this stuff. I'm like, oh, my God. All right. Anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.